Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The National Cattlemen's Beef Board is working hard to manage checkoff dollars that come in from all parts of the United States each year. Cattlemen's Beef Board member Greg Haynes says there's a great partnership with states like Kentucky to help use the money for a number of purposes.
We manage the checkoff dollars on the national level and then work very closely with a lot of the state councils or commissions like in Kentucky there doing other activities. So, yeah, excited to be coming out there in January. Lots of things going on, I guess, on the national and state levels.
Haynes says the operating committee meets each year to determine the best way to spend checkoff dollars.
We just had our operating committee meeting in September, so they allocated all the funding to about eight contractors and some subcontractors as well. So they're doing everything from, promotions, consumer education, research, international marketing, all that. So it's hard to even really say what's going on in just a few minutes.
He says one of the biggest focuses right now is reaching the new generation of consumers.
Millennials are kind of that new buyers of the product, and they're not familiar with beef always or how to prepare it or the different cuts, so a lot of work with them. There's a unique thing called Ask Chuck, which is a tool or a virtual assistant with the Alexa or, the Google assistant, where you can go and say, hey, Chuck, what kind of beef cuts, are great for grilling or what's for steak or recipes and things. So a lot of things like that going on, which is pretty exciting.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
National Cattlemen's Beef Board member Greg Haynes says another key issue is education.
The whole issue is you've got a lot of information or a lot of, I guess, media right now about like the fake meats, sustainability, the impacts that are happening there. And so this is something we're really trying to get at. There's new sustainability reports that have been done. So making the consumers know that, what they may be hearing about the impacts of beef aren't true.
He adds their goal is to help sort through confusion in the food market today.
It's confusing because there are all these new alternatives out there, and what we want to really highlight is like when you're getting beef, you've got one ingredient, beef. When you're looking at these other proteins or alternative meat proteins, they've got a whole laundry list of ingredients there that it's a processed item. It's if you want something natural and wholesome, you need beef.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts from the Farm Bureau Radio Network.